On Saturday, Outward Firsts played Withyham and were bowled out for 78, Ashley Middleton making 25. And although Withyham got the runs quickly, they lost 7 wickets in reaching 80 for 7. Matt Norman took 4 for 24 and Louis Russell Watts 3 for 27. West Farley made 129 against Outward Twos, who lost by 21 runs. Keith Hall made 33 of Outward's 108 all out. In a friendly T20, the Nestle Company were 122 all out and Outward reached 124 for 3 with 5 balls remaining. Paul Howard took 3 wickets in 3 overs and Ashley Middleton took 3 stumpings to go with his 42 not out. Andrew Crawford made 38. Fresh from their League Cup semi-final triumph, top of the league Newdigate Saturday firsts were away to Ripley. Newdigate piled up at 227 for 8 from their 45 overs, and with Ripley at 28 for 5, their visitors looked like strolling to another easy victory. But Ripley's M. Harris mowed a chanceless 139 before getting out with his side needing 5 runs off the last 3 balls, which they managed. Newdigate remained top of the league as close rivals Cholton also lost. Newdigate 2s had a walkover against West End Esher, who conceded the match, and Newdigate Sunday 11 hosted the Fleet Street Strollers and posted 207, Jack Bowley scoring 82. The visitors knocked off the runs fairly comfortably in a match played in the true spirit of cricket, with everyone getting a bat and a bowl. Hawley overwhelmed Putney at home on Saturday to stay at the heels of second-placed Sheen Park in Surrey County League Division 2. The game was finished before tea, with wickets shared between Sam Renfrey, Charlie Robbins, Ben Lane, Chris Cossum and Trevor Stevens as Putney subsided to 64 all out. Richard Waddington's undefeated 41 ensured an 8 wickets win. Next Saturday, Hawley travelled to Tabletoppers Wandgas. Extras of 41 outscored any of the Putney second 11 batsmen in their total of 156 in the reverse fixture, and that made all the difference. Hawley seconds were bowled out for 125, 32 runs short. Hawley under-16s romped to victory in the East Surrey Colts League under-16s cup final by 101 runs, swamping Crawley Down thanks to a second wicket partnership of 155 between Ryan Shortland, 92, and Mahad Ahmad, 57, not out, as Hawley set 175 in their 20 overs. Crawley Down were duly bowled out for 74. In Surrey Championship Division 5, Ben Baker took charge of Merstham Firsts, who bowled out Farncombe for 75 on the way to a vital 10 wickets win. Merstham now sit fourth from bottom, 2 points above Guildford and 27 above second bottom Battersea, whom they host on the final Saturday, that's September the 2nd. Noman Javed, 3 for 16, Imran Khan, 3 for 20, and Razi Khan, 3 for 10, ripped through Farncombe before Joe Shinners, 45, and Laurie Nicholson, 28, saw Merstham to their target without loss in 16 overs. Merstham 2s won their relegation battle at home to Allane Old Boys and now sit 44 points above those opponents who are second bottom and in the relegation zone. Imran Aslam took 4 for 18 as Allane were dismissed for 135. Shakir Khan, Manish Patel and Jason Druitt all chipped in before Nav Saeed and Ben Snelling got Merstham over the line by 6 wickets. The third team were bowled out at Cheam for 72, lost by 10 wickets. The fourth 11 against Saunderstead reached 61 for none and 85 for 3, then collapsed to 89 for 9 on the way to a final total of 100, and Saunderstead won by 8 wickets. I was at East Grinstead to see them hosting Preston Nomads on Saturday. Didn't expect to see the whole game, but I did because the visitors, having chosen to bat, lost numbers 1 and 3, both clean bowled shouldering arms to the first two deliveries of the game and were soon 19 for 5, only recovering to 112 all out. East Grinstead ran out easy 9 wickets winners to consolidate their perch atop the Sussex Premiership with just 3 games to go. With the game at St Hill finishing early, I had time to nip on down to Burgess Hill, whose skipper Tom Trowbridge we hosted on the Cricket Chat Show a few weeks back. Sadly, Burgess Hill couldn't get over the line in their 45 overs game, but they are at least out of the relegation zone in Sussex Division 3. If you'd like your reports on Suzy 103.4, email me, david.jjay@suzyradio.com.